Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
I need work.
Good night, folks.
Nailed it.
You are listening to your favorite podcast, Shoutcast Podcast, with your host, Bobby Skullface.
That's a solid unit, Mac.
Oscar and Jake.
I call it a rock friend.
Robert D.
So happy to be here.
The engineer, T2RX6.
The fit and finish.
Everyone's favorite internet troll, Greg for Mercy.
Only troll for good.
Meth Deluxe Baldwin.
Hell Hasbro.
And the most popular tattoo transformer fan ever, does have to call.
Hey, ladies.
No, it's just awful.
Who's running that company?
Kind of a scale like that.
Upload complete, fuckers.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and...
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Shattercast Uncut, episode 106. This is a bit of an unconventional episode for us. We've had a bit of an unconventional week. So we've had some technical difficulties. We lost a show. We recorded another show on a whim, trying to make it happen. That didn't really work out, so we're doing another show. It's going to be shorter than usual. We apologize, but we'd rather give you something than give you nothing at all. So with that being said, I am joined by T2RX6.
What is going on, everybody?
And the Zepticon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Now you might be asking, why am I not hearing the lovely voice of the Zepticon this morning? And the answer is because it's really the proper morning for him. It's like...
Yeah, it's after 3 a.m. here, and I've got a work day today as well, so...
That is why. Yeah. We're going to give him as much of a break as we can. And Robert D is supposed to be joining us shortly. So instead of going over news, which there wasn't really much of, it's just really a bunch of nonsense except for Minasaur. And we just figured we'd have a bit of a discussion, a roundtable discussion, to talk about our collection, where we see our collection going, where we see our purchases, our money going, changes that we're making, how we're feeling about it, how we're feeling about the game in general, about the collecting game and the companies and so on and so forth. And just open it up. So, Lenny, why don't you start, since you're going to be crashing here any minute now.
All right.
Talk to us about, how is your collection now, as opposed to, and how do you feel about it, as opposed to when you first started off?
Well, when I first started off, I was into Hasbro as much as Matt is, if not more. You know, I was buying candy and everything. Happy Meal toys, all that shit. I then transitioned that into focusing on the Masterpiece line, and along with that, I kept on seeing all of these pretty fantastic looking third party toys, and I thought, you know what, let's take a plunge. I think I got Quake Wave was my first dip, and then I got Hercules a week later. And I tried to keep my collection along the lines of Masterpiece scale, and, you know, third party to fill in gaps, and still a very loyal Takara Masterpiece collector. Somewhere along the way, that went out the window, though. I think it was probably the quality of some of the bigger companies like your Fans Toys, looking around the room, Perfect Effect. I mean, I know they're not really MP scale, but those toys are... A lot of love has gone into the design aspect of those toys and the paint. And you know, my collection now, you know, I'm a big combiner collector. I'm trying to keep it all the same scale, though, so there's a few I've missed out. Namely, the Fans Project Menasaur. The amount of times I've gone to purchase that thing and gone, no, you know what, something else will come along eventually.
Have you completely given up on Chug?
Well, I collect MMC.
Okay, so with the exception of MMC.
Yeah, I mean, I had Hexatron for a long time before I had anything else, and I can thank you for that, Bobby. I went in on Feral Rex, and I already had the TFC Predaking. Yeah, that was a good move. and I went and bought Fearless Saber because I was like, well, this is a new character. I get to experience one of the Feral Rex robots. And as soon as I opened that thing up and I saw how well that was made and the quality of the plastic, obviously could use a bit of paint, but most of the MMC line is that way. They're getting a little better.
Agreed.
But Yeah, like I knew right then and there that I needed to get rid of my TFC Predaking and buy Feral Rex, and I did, and ever since then I've gone nuts. I mean, I've got all of the RC mold repaints. I've got 4 Hexatrons sitting up on my shelf. I actually only need one thing, and that's the prototype Hexatron, the limited to, I think it's 130 pieces. So
I almost bought that thing.
Can we add Robert?
Yeah, I'll add him.
My other question is this: like, how do you is the justification of your MMC chug shit just that they're well made, or is it that this is like my more so IDW stuff, which doesn't have to scale with my proper collection, or both?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, they're making characters that I can't see any other company making. I don't think we'll see a Turmoil from anyone else. I don't think we'll see the DJD from anyone else. You know, I'd love a MP scale DJD, but it's such a limited, only certain people read the comics that collect Transformers, but there's a lot of other characters out there that are going to get love from most of the other companies first. I mean, we don't have half of the G1 characters yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably have about half in one scale or another, or a whole bunch in the Classics line. But, you know, that's not my thing anymore.
I heard you say, I don't know if it was on Facebook or on another show, but I heard you say that they're not doing the other DJD members. They're just doing...
I was talking to Unicron Nemesis, the photographer. He's actually the official photographer for MMC. I'm not sure if he wants this getting out there. But, he said that there were no more plans to do any more DJD.
What?
Heck yeah. That's a...
So we're going to get Tarn, because that's already been designed, and you know, it could be a year away. But we're going to get Tarn, but as far as the rest of the DJD goes, I don't think it'll happen.
That's...
Which kind of bugs me.
Fuck
but
yeah.
You know what? The visually appealing characters they're doing first, they're getting those guys out of the way. I mean, the other two are pretty massive bots too.
Yeah.
So if they're going to keep it in scale, they're really background characters from the comic book that, you know, they don't have as much screen time as Voss or Kaon or Tarn, obviously. So, you know, it's already a limited collector base that they're going for, and then to do a couple of background characters. Like, they talked about, people want a nickel as well, but I can't see that ever happening.
Like, I feel like that's a piece of shit. Like, I mean... My thing is, like, when something like this starts, right, like, no company ever says, you know, this is, like, here is Grimlock, and this is part 1 of 5. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like this unspoken fucking rule, man. Like, it's like an agreement.
Finish
of,
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, to go with that argument, like, how long ago did they make Masterpiece Grimlock?
Yeah.
They've repainted the Seeker mold 60 times now. They've decided to do the cone heads eventually.
hey, Justin, but can you check the notes?
You know what? Like, people love the Dinobots. Why haven't they touched on those guys?
Yeah, well, I also think, just to play devil's advocate, I think that it was a different time when Grimlock came out. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, no, I agree. I agree.
When Grimlock came out, it was kind of a, like, we're just going to give you special characters as we can. What's up, Robert?
Right.
Robert D. joins us.
Hey, Robert.
Hey. We're just going to give you special characters are important to G1 as we can.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like, you know, if you release part one of a team, the expectation is that the other team is coming.
Right. Oh, no, I agree. And you know, I would love for me to be wrong.
Right.
Because,
I would too.
You know, the but yeah, like, I'd love to see MMC work their way through the wreckers.
Yeah.
But the rumor flying around is that the reformatted line is going to come to a close, probably with I think the last things will be, what was the last thing announced? Drift, and what was the other character? It's going to be a remold of Drift.
Yeah, Drift, Drifter.
Drift and Jet,
Drift,
or something.
Drift and Drifter.
Yeah. So I want to be wrong, because, you know, I don't collect Chug, but I collect MMC Chug. That's how much I love the line.
I like how Lenny has pointed out that, you know, there's an unspoken word that you don't, you know, create a Grimlock and not finish, except if you're Hasbro / Takara, then you create a Grimlock and you don't finish.
I realized at the time Grimlock was a standalone piece, just like probably Optimus Prime was going to be, and Megatron. God, that was a beautiful toy.
Yeah, I feel at the time it was a lot of, like, let's make the iconic characters, like, the Seekers were easy because you didn't have to change anything, just colors, you know, so that's right. Why that happened. But, like, I think past, like, Starscream and Grimlock, like, I don't think they had any intention of the MP line continuing at all.
But they've gotten to the point now where they do know that it's going to continue. And how many companies have we seen in the last year and a half make Dinobots?
Yeah. No, I agree there.
You know, everyone except the people with the license to make fucking Dinobots. So, I don't know, I find that disappointing. Like, I realize that they're going to repaint molds, they're going to make as much money out of a mold as they can. That's good business, you know? That's smart.
Yeah.
But for every 3 repaints, throw us a fucking Dinobot.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, it, then people wouldn't be on Fans Toys Dick so much about it, because we'd have Takara ones, you know, and that was always my intention. I was going to buy these characters to fill in spots for Takara, but I've gotten to the point now where I think a lot of toys are made better and more love goes into them than the Takara line.
Would you say you are now buying Takara to fill in spots for your third party?
Well, there is not a Takara upcoming release that I plan on buying.
Wow. See, like, I'm, like, as of right now, I'm in for Shockwave and Ironhide and Ratchet. But, like, I'm also, like, I'm torn on that Ironhide and Ratchet. Like, I really don't think it looks good.
Nope.
You know, so, like, I am asking myself, am I just buying this to fill, like, will this Takara masterpiece be a stand-in? And I'm wrestling with that shit.
You see, I have the same type of problem. Like, I see things that, about Ironhide and Ratchet that I like over any of the other third-party stuff. And then there's stuff that I despise over any of the other third-party stuff. You know, like, I think that especially Ironhide and Ratchet, and definitely, I guess, Hot Rod, too. But, like, these are the first, like, masterpieces that I'm like, uh-oh. You know, like, I'm really starting to worry about where the line's going from there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everyone's saying bring back... I don't know all the people's name that designed the Takara toys, but...
Bring back the last guy.
Yeah, bring back the guy that did the Datsuns and, you know, the... what else have we got that was amazing? It, you know...
He still works there. He just was, like, tasked to, you know, work on other lines, I think, like movie lines. And, like, what a waste. What an absolute waste of talent.
Devastator.
Yeah, well, my understanding of the Devastator, if I understood right, keep paying.
Wow. What's up, Robert? Robert?
No. Been wanting
anyway,
to hear something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
I hope I don't have to move the leg. I'm sorry, guys. I can hear you. No, I'm at the office, and the Wi-Fi is funny, so I'm sorry if there's, like, lag and stuff. I'm trying my best.
Oh, okay. But go ahead and finish your point, Justin.
Anyway, my understanding of Hisui...
No,
and
I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah. Anyway, my understanding of Hisui and that Devastator was it was originally, like, he had started mocking up that design as a masterpiece. You know, like, he was trying to make masterpiece Constructicons with, like, you know, more parts count, you know, presumably not as hollow and everything like that. And they said, look, we can't do it for Masterpiece, but if we can scale it back and do it for, like, Classics, which is why, like, You know, like, overall, I think it's a fairly solid Devastator given the nature of the other things that Hasbro is putting out lately, you know? But, yeah, it would have been interesting to see what would have happened if this was a masterpiece. Like, how would these molds have differed and all that stuff? I don't know. Would have been interesting.
Have you?
Yeah, it would.
Have you decided which way you're going for Ironhide and Ratchet?
You mean like which ones I want?
Well, like, have you decided whether or not you're gonna buy this Takara one and that's gonna be it, or if you're gonna wait and see what else might be coming down the pike?
Oh, you know, well, I'm definitely in on the masterpiece versions. Like, I even have that Hot Rod. God bless his soul. Pre-ordered. Like, I don't expect good things from Hot Rod. Like, I'm hoping that there's little tricks and stuff that can be done for Ironhide that'll make him look better. But, you know, like, I think it's, at this point, unlike other characters they've put out, I can't say, like, this is my definitive version, you know?
Yeah. See, that's my thing, man, is, like, what about you, Robert? Or have you decided which way you're going for Ironhide?
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Robert's struggling a bit.
Like when I first heard that there was...
I got the TLC. Hello?
Right.
There's some good lag happening.
Very good lag.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. There's some lag. But go ahead. Go for it.
Man on the street. That's some good podcasting. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my point because we don't hear him.
Can you guys hear me?
Like, yes. Oh, God. But anyway, when we first...
Episode 106 is cursed.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's just not happening. I don't know.
No. I'm not. I'm not. This is shit.
He should try to... I'll get him on the side here. Someone else talk for a second.
Wow, that is serious.
Yeah, like, with me, like, I was dead set on getting both Voodoo and the MP and having one of each.
Right.
And then I got that Voodoo Diaclone one and I was like, nope.
All right, let me jump in there. I have the Ratchet.
Uh-huh.
And Tyler L, he bought the Ratchet also, and then he went back and bought the Diaclone one. I think maybe Robert sold it to him. I'm not sure. And he said there is a significant change in the plastic between the Diaclone and the Ratchet.
Huh.
So, I mean, I'm happy with my Ratchet. I think he looks pretty outstanding on a shelf stand. Like, I've got him on a shelf beside Bumblebee. To his left, I have the MMC Sphinx. And to his right, I have the Make Toys Hound. So... You know, I've got a pretty wide variety of different lines. I think he looks great. Other than the windshields on his feet, I think that's a little bit weird. But to be honest, I think that's also a clever piece of engineering.
Right. Now, do you think when you look at it, and there's, you know, there's no right or wrong answer here, but when you look at it, do you say to yourself, yep, this is the last Ratchet I'm buying?
I will never say that about any toy I own. Because if something comes along that's better, I'll always upgrade.
Do you... Okay, so let me reword it. Do you feel as confident with this Ratchet on your shelf as you do with, say, Masterpiece Wheeljack on your shelf? Or, like, a Fans Toys Dinobot or Quake Wave or Bombshell would be another good one?
Almost.
Really?
Not quite, but almost.
Huh.
Yeah, he has a presence. I look at that shelf, and he stands out, like, obviously he's slightly taller, but he stands out a lot more to me than, I've also got the Bad Cube Warpath on close to him.
Uh-huh.
Stands out way more, is a way better looking toy.
Hmm.
He stands out more than Prowl, to be honest, and Prowl's one of my favorite masterpieces.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's... I had... Ratchet was one of the first toys I had as a kid, so I have an attachment to it. I can't go in on that masterpiece. There's just too many... And it's no big, major things...
Sure.
...that bug me. I don't give a fuck that his tires fold around into his
I don't
house.
Either.
I don't...
Yeah.
The little waist skirt things kind of remind me too much of the Seeker mold, but close enough, we'll go with this.
Uh-huh.
When they could have just engineered just one more little hinge or pivot, you know, just to make it work a little bit better.
Right.
The biggest thing that bugs me with the Ironhide and Ratchet mold from Takara is the shoulders pretty much grow out of its back. If you look at that thing side on, and you know, everyone's saying, well, maybe it just photographs bad, but that's just, that's dimensions.
Right.
That's not a bad photograph. I take a lot of photos of my toys, so, I know how to get good photos and I know how to take bad ones, but that's just a straight out side on profile shot. And those shoulders are in the back fifth of its body. So that, and you know, you look at the Voodoo one, and yeah, he's side on. His chest is pretty small, but I think the Masterpiece one, the chest is way too big.
Robert.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Hey, okay. Have you made a decision for what you're doing for Ironhide and Ratchet?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but yes. Well, I got the TFC Ironhide, and that's a big fail.
Does that even count?
No. And I'm just going to get the MP, and that's it. Because I was thinking maybe get, like, I'm on the fence. Like, maybe do Voodoo for one, because I hear from Tyler L. that the plastic is better on the Ratchet. So right. I'm assuming the same is for the Ironhide. And I think the Ironhides, at TFCon, we saw the prototype for the Voodoo, and Ironhide had a really good face. And they felt hefty. It didn't feel as light as the Diaclone version did when it came out of the box. And then the face was different, like on the new version, and they said, yeah, we changed the face. And I said, well, is that just the Diaclone face? They're like, no, that's Ratchet's face. And it looks, I don't like it at all. Not Ratchet, Ironhide. That's Ironhide's face. So I'm like, I don't think I like that. So I think the Voodoo Ratchet. I might go Voodoo. I was thinking I was gonna go MP for Ratchet because hey, nurses wear skirts. But right. I think and I say that in jest. But I think the Voodoo Ratchet looks pretty cool, and get the MP Ironhide just to have one of each mold. Just, you know, I don't see the point. If I can dabble in molds, get one of each as opposed to both from MP. But honestly, you'll never know until you handle the thing, but yeah. It looks to be disappointing. I mean, sure, from the side, his chest looks bigger, but I've said before, it looks like Superman punched this guy in the armpits. It's like, even though like his windshield is all big, he looks like he's been crumple zoned. You know, and it doesn't look good. He doesn't look like a real solid unit. Oh, man, for lack of a better term, Bob. He looks like he's not really whole.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have Make Toys Reflector and Make Toys Hound?
I have Hound. I don't have Reflector because I was holding off for Fans Toys.
Okay. Lenny, you have both, right?
I do.
Okay. Would you describe their plastic as similar, or that Make Toys is vastly better, or that Hounds is vastly better?
Better than what, sorry?
Each other.
Right. I think their plastic's the same. Hound has more die cast.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you. But I'm saying this. I'm getting my Robert D on, and I'm just taking it to court real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler L., I was in a conversation with him recently, and he was saying that Hound felt way better than Visualizer to him, than the Reflector. And I said I thought they felt the same.
You know what that is?
What's that?
He's just gotten rid of his Make Toys Reflector so that he could buy Fans Toys.
Well, this was when I saw he was getting rid of it.
Yeah, and he's trying to justify
it. Maybe. But what I'm saying is that maybe... Maybe this is the same thing at work here between the Ratchet and the Black Diaclone.
Yeah, well, I have heard that from a few people. I don't have any problem with the plastic on my Ratchet,
okay.
On my Voodoo Ratchet. There is one of his knee joints has a little bit of a wobble.
Uh-huh.
But I'll transform my toys once, or more, like, I'll transform my toys once. If a toy's really great, like that Fans Toys Bombshell, I'll sit and transform it back and forth 100 times.
Sure.
That's the type of toy I've transformed it back and forth twice now, and I probably won't bother again.
Uh-huh.
I think the joints are probably of the quality that if too many transformations are going to wink at it too much.
Uh-huh.
But there's plenty of toys that are like that.
True.
Yeah. So he's got a little it's only one knee. It's just got a little wobble side to side, just a couple of mil, but enough to notice. I did talk to someone else who had it the other day. I think it was Tyler, actually, and he said his doesn't have that at all.
Because, like, this...
So, you know...
The reason why I'm kind of bringing all this up is, like, the world that we're living in, it's more common than not that we're getting multiple representations of the same character. Like, it's almost weirder if we only get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, there was a time where I wanted to get both and then put my hands on both and then choose the best one, but, like... That was when only a few were being duplicated, you know? And now I feel like I kind of got to look a little closer and choose a little wiser. And to me, when I look at that, like, I agree with you. And I'm with you, like, that fucking MP... The reason why I'm bringing up that Iron Eye is because there's three companies doing it. It's, like, a good example. It's not picking on him. But, like, I look at it, and I'm like, man, this is not what I want. It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, but... I know from handling that Diaclone one, I don't want that either. I certainly don't want that. So, like, I feel like I think I'm probably going to end up getting this fucking Masterpiece Ironhide, but I don't really want it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
What if, like, MMC or Make Toys just released, like, a list of the figures coming out over the next 2 years? And on that list, I think they're going to make the Vans. I do. You know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, should I hold off?
Yeah. If I saw that list, if I saw that magical list, I'd hold off in a second.
The thing with that, though, I think a lot of third-party companies still have that mindset where they're around to fill in gaps. Once an official Masterpiece product has been made by Takara, they don't want to go up against that. You've got the exception with Fans Toys.
That's, yeah, and they're one for they're, one with that. You know what I mean? Like, they're one in one. One time they got scared, one time they saw it through.
Well, they're doing a Grimlock and they're doing a Hot Rod, so...
Okay, two in one.
Well, in fairness, I think Grimlock is a necessity, though, like, because it's on their scale, you know?
Definitely.
Hot Rod, I think, is the only fair one to say they're taking them on, you know? I mean, it's not like a new Takara Grimlock is coming out, so...
No, that's true. Yeah, I can't see companies really like MMC or maybe Make Toys are getting to that level.
Like,
I've got to say, Make Toys are making the best MP scale figures I own right now. And it could just be that aesthetic choice. You know, they're going for that more cartoony. I know they're based on a cartoon, but they're not going for, like, this is how square its feet were on the show, so that's how square we're going to make the feet. They got the big exaggerated calves and feet and you know, like, I dig that. I'm really digging the look of that grapple and Inferno.
It's much more stylized. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm okay with that. You know?
I am too.
Like, some of my favorite cartoons, and I'm not even a Batman fan, but that Batman animated cartoon when it first came out with that really exaggerated, over-pronounced chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the big square jaw.
Sure.
Like, you know, it's just visually appealing. Like, it's something different than everything else that's coming out. And to see that line, like, I've seen a few photos now, you know, they're throwing in Hardhead and Inferno and Grapple into a big group shot with the visualizers and their hound, and it's a good looking set. Like, they've stuck to one design cue and really gone with it, and I commend them for that. I think that's a good choice.
I can appreciate that, because, like, one of my pickups was the Iron Factory Dotson Brothers that just came out, and I stood them up next to their Ultra Magnus. And it's exactly what you're saying. What really makes it appealing is this whole line. They have like the same design cues and the same style, so it really goes really well together. It's like exciting to look at.
Right.
Now, how many times to put? Okay, so let's go with the Make Toys one, right? Now, I agree with you. I think that Make Toys, I think that every Masterpiece scale figure that Make Toys has made is a quality product. I would recommend it to anyone. Of the ones that I have looked at, the Reflector has been my favorite. But with that being said, let me ask you this. Do you see yourself getting a Fans Toys Hound?
No.
Do you see yourself getting a Fans Toys Reflector?
No.
Do you see yourself getting...
Unless when somebody that wears a skull mask reviews that Fans Toys Reflector,
uh-huh,
and manages to persuade me, but I don't think that is going to be...
The case.
I think it's going to be a great toy. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think it's going to be that much better for me to bother to go and try and sell a toy online, package it up, send it off, fucking deal with someone wanting to put it on hold for 2 weeks, all that bullshit, just so that I can then wait another 2 weeks to have a new version sent from Hong Kong,
right?
That might be slightly better.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Do.
Like it has to be outstandingly better.
But it sounds like it'll also go with your set, right? Your toy set.
Right, but well, you know what? I have every Fans Toys mold to date as well. Reflector is the first one I'm not going in on.
Now, do you see yourself? Are you getting the Make Toys Hound? I mean, I'm sorry, the Make Toys Inferno and the Grapple.
Yes.
Do you?
I've already paid for my Grapple, and Inferno should be in stores in a week.
Do you see yourself getting the MMC one?
No.
Okay.
You swayed me on that one when we were talking about. I think it was we were talking about the MMC one. And I went back and looked at the Make Toys one, and I went, you know what? I'd be silly.
It's the abdomen.
And especially after playing with Sphinx, I don't think Sphinx is that great.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, I love my reformatted line, but there's a couple of things about that toy that just... they could have done a little bit better.
Huh.
Namely, the really thin neck. I'm scared to bend that head around because I think I'm going to snap it.
Interesting. Now, let me go around Robin, and just try if you can think this year, 2015, what duplicate characters did you buy, Robin? Or do you need more time? You might need more. Buy that many duplicates.
I got TFC Ironhide, and I got Voodoo, the Voodoo Ironhide, but it was the Diaclone, but I think that counts.
No, not repaints, though. Not repaints.
Okay, well, I think I'm the only human being who got a Gun Dog and a TFC Detective.
Yes, you probably are.
Yeah, you are.
That happened. I think that's it.
What about you, Justin?
I don't know if it was 2015, but I got Invisible, and then I got Sphinx, you know?
Yes.
I think that's the only thing that I did as well. I got Invisible, got rid of my Invisible, and got Sphinx.
Yeah, I can't...
Oh, no, wait. I have the Bad Cube Bugs, as well as, so far, Fans Toys Bombshell.
Okay, so, are you good with that?
Because I am deliberately going in on everything... to build a swarm, uh-huh, and the Bad Cube ones are just going to be in bug mode at the back of the shelf. I'm okay with it, but that's the only reason why. They are fucking terrible.
Because see, I got the Invisible and the Sphinx. I got the, and I mean, just to expand on it, like I have the Toy World Hardhead. I know I'm getting that fucking Make Toys Hardhead. I got the,
all right,
what else? I've gotten gear, just in the past, I've gotten three third-party gears, pardon me.
SXS, the iGear, was it? And then what was the other one?
The Make Toys.
Oh, right. I always forget about that.
And none of them have been very good.
No. No, well, the Make Toys one is good.
Well, it's good, but it definitely wasn't made for that
exactly
character.
Yeah. let's see, you know, the, a brainstorm, two third-party brainstorms, as well as a Hasbro brainstorm.
Would you say the Hasbro one is the best out of those three?
No, I would say the Fans Project one is the best, but I would say that I enjoy the Hasbro one the most, because I have more of a connection to that representation of that character.
Right, the IDW.
But, you know, I don't know, then I'm like, this Sunstreaker, like, he's good, but, you know, I actually surprisingly like this Sunstreaker more than I thought I would, especially because I'm not the biggest Bad Cube fan. And, like, I still don't know if I can look at it and say that's my final Sunstreaker. I know that Trax isn't my final Trax. You know, I wonder if I were to look through my collection, which ones I would be like, yep, I will never buy another one. Like, that is the definitive one. Or, you know, never say never, right? But I can't see myself buying. Like, Masterpiece Soundwave, can't see myself replacing it.
Right. Well, no. What if FanStories came out with theirs? Would you?
Of if Soundwave? They actually,
yeah.
Nope, don't need it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I didn't think about it. I picked up Utopia last year, and I have the Hasbro, but I don't even... They're not even, like, the same thing in my mind. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I will say, looking around my room, like, and you know, as I've just gone on about how much I love MMC, if someone did a fantastic six shot, I would definitely go in on that. I think that's their poorest product in the reformatted line.
See, I would do another six shot too, but it would have to be Masterpiece scaled G1. I can't see myself going in on another IDW six shot.
Yeah, no.
I think
that'd be damn big, though.
Yeah. I think we're all guilty, or most of us. I know Bobby is, of getting multiple Dinobots, right?
Yeah, I got three sets, and like the more I look at it, like, you know, the more I'm like, man, what if I could sell the Gigapower one and these three Dinobot ones, and just start trying to work on buying a second set of Fans toys for Bot Mode and one for Dinosaur Mode, and just be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know if I want to commit as long as it seems to be taking to Gigapower. You know what I mean?
Has Gigapower put out any besides the first?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
They put out the first twice.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
I'm so torn with how beautiful the Fans Toys Dinobots are that, like, they're in dino mode on my shelf at the moment, but... You know, I'm almost of the same thinking of you as you, Bobby. Like, do I need to? So that I've got them all in robot mode and all in dinosaur mode.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, just as a team, when they're all in that same mode as one another, they look fantastic.
Well, yeah,
that's my thing, is that I actually take my Giga Powers off the shelf and transform them back and forth, you know? The
Fan Stories?
I say Giga Power, I'm sorry. I don't have Giga Power. But yeah, I take my Fans Toys because I think they look good in both modes, and I find their transformations fun for the most part. So, you know, like, it's the perfect excuse to pick them all up and let them sit on the shelf in robot mode for a while. And then when I get bored with that, I'll transform them all, and, you know, we got, well, four dinosaurs right now, you know, all together. So, yeah.
Well, every time a new Dinobot comes out in that line, I'll transform it back so I can have them all in, you know, each mode.
What were you going to say, Robert?
Oh, basically the same thing Justin just said. No, really. It was. if you get one of each, I'm sorry, really quick. If you get two of each Fans Toys Dinobot for bot mode and dino mode, I mean, but you're obviously then never going to experience transforming them, right? I mean, you're never going to transform them.
Yeah, that's true, but, like, you know, like I said before, like, I rarely get the time to do it anyway. And, like, the reason why I can justify it to me is, say, like, you know, I can have all five Dinobots in dinosaur mode on a separate shelf away from my collection and enjoy it that way.
Yep.
But, and then I can have the Dinobots in robot mode taking up less space on my proper shelves, you know, and enjoy them that way. Like... So, like, for me, it's like, it's almost like I'd be spending fucking another $1,000 just to save myself a little shelf space. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Is that a fucking psychotic thing to think about?
Yeah.
No, because you spend it on shelving.
Well, not if you're trading in some toys that you don't really like
anymore.
That's
true, I guess.
Or give them to your friends.
or give them to your friends, yeah. But that doesn't help me get the ones I want.
Thanks, Robert.
I don't know. I find that some things, I don't know. Some things I want to move, like I'll sell, but not for a huge profit. And other things I'll just give if I know somebody will really enjoy it and they're a friend of mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's awesome. I think that's really awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think it says a lot about you that you're that generous. But me,
oh, stop!
I'm being honest. But I don't.
No, it's true. It's
I don't
true.
Think that stop. That I have, like, you're made of sterner stuff in that regard than I am.
Please, like, I'm just lazy. Know? I think I'm just lazy.
Maybe, but like, I don't have that kind of money to be lazy. Yeah, you know what I mean? I can't afford to be lazy in that regard.
Hey, man, good karma pays back in dividends, dude.
I agree. But, you know, bad things happen to good people all the time, so I'm not even sure if I buy karma as a fucking concept.
Well, you're fucked both ways. You're fucked both ways, then.
Yeah. True. But, like, I don't know. I just think that, like, my collection, like, I'm starting to legitimately run out of room. Yep. And, like, I just recently got another shelf to expand. And, like, even as I expand, I'm like, fuck. Like, it's time to start cutting down because... I'm not one of those collectors that likes to put a whole bunch of stuff on one shelf where you can't enjoy all the pieces. Like, like Lenny's, to me, is like the best Transformer display I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily the prettiest, but it is the best. Aww. It is the most efficient. Like, it lets you enjoy every single piece he has.
It's pretty.
Well, you know, that's what I go for. I figure these toys cost us so much money that every single one needs to be appreciated equally. So I give them all that.
Yeah,
spot.
No, I get it. I
treat them like a museum piece.
I get it, but like, go ahead.
I was just gonna say how fucking fun. I chuckle whenever I see someone showing off their Detolfs or their collection in Detolfs, and it just looks like fucking like they're just smashed in a glass can. Like, they're just all... Like, what? It looks like shit. Yeah,
you gotta know what you're doing. Like, shout out to Kev. He actually has already hit me up this morning. Like, he's a shard. He's already hit me up this morning. Like, where's 106? It's Friday. Where the fuck is my favorite podcast? but, at any rate, like, shout out to him. Like, he does the Detolf thing. And the way that he does it is he takes... It's pretty clever. He's British, so I'm sure he enjoys being called clever. But he takes two Detolfs. He takes out the left glass piece of one and the right glass piece of the other to make like a makeshift cabinet out of this one single column. And that allows him a little bit more freedom to display the pieces because you have this whole middle section you can take advantage of. And as a result, and then I think he has like the Repro label... like the display stands in the background of like each level. Yeah. But like as a result, he has an extremely impressive Detolf display of Transformers Generation 1 Masterpiece scale, and it looks fucking legit. But Detolfs take up a lot of space and they're unforgiving. You know, Detolfs are communist. You know, like they're going to tell you exactly how many stands you get in and how big the items can be to go in those stands. You know what I mean? Those shelves or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to go in on those shelves for a while, but I was too far in with the style of shelving that I had already gotten to then go, you know what? I'll just put this out on the back patio and I'll spend another $2,000 on shelves. Like, yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I think that you have a pretty impressive collection. But, like, looking at mine, I just bought another single column to split up. Like, I have two long bookcases and then two small bookcases. So it goes long, short, short, long. And it looks like one big display case from a distance. And as I'm setting it up, like, it's Autobots on one side, Decepticons on the other, and it's kind of, sort of split up between seasons in terms of shelves. But my middle ones are kind of a fucking free-for-all. I've got Combiners, I've got Quintessons, I've got Lost Light, I've got DJD, and then along the top of the shelves are some of my Combiners and Citybots. And as I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, I really should make these two middle sections just for combiners. But then I'm like, well, what the fuck do I do with all this fucking Chug Lost Light skin, you know what I mean, shelf that doesn't fit in with the rest of my collection at all, but I really enjoy a lot of those pieces, namely the Hasbro Brainstorm, the Make Toys Swerve, the Make Toys Tailgate, you know, and the Hasbro Springer. You know, I don't know. Like, it's like it's like some of my favorite pieces are not making sense for the finality of my collection, I feel like.
Hey, just going back to the Quintessons, how do you feel about those as a third party product? These in today's market.
I mean, in today's market, well, you know, not for nothing. In today's market, like the actual Quintessons still work just fine. Yeah. Because the sculpts are good, you know, like they don't do much.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot more could have gone into the sculpts, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, they're pretty accurate.
That would be impossible.
Yeah. But at the same time, like the executioner and the fucking the bailiff guard and all that shit, like, yeah. That's just, yeah. I mean, sheesh. And some, I mean, like the executioner, like that's the one that's missing. He's like a bit of a grail for me. He's the one that's missing. Wait. From that set.
Which one's the execution?
The one that fucking flips the little handle that drops the drawbridge bots into the Shark Decon pit.
I think I had that. I'm not sure.
He's like a grail for me. Like, like he's the only one in the set I don't have, and I've seen him go on eBay for like $500.
Fuck that.
You know, and I know absolutely. Like it's absurd. Like that, I can't justify that price. You know.
Yeah. I would love someone to come along and do a set of Quintessons. Like, maybe not the Bailiff and all of that bullshit, but, you know, the Five Faces of Darkness, that guy. I want an MP fucking Quintesson with articulated tentacles and shit. and it's on a stand because it's floating, and the heads spin around. That's all the transformation I need it to do. I just want the faces to spin.
I can't believe nobody's actually done that, or like Impossible Toys never like reissued those things.
Yeah, you know, like money in the bank for them.
Yeah,
like that's the one thing that they actually did like well. You know, like the one thing that doesn't need to transform anything like that, and they didn't.
Unless, what if they knew they were going to go bankrupt, so they kept the remaining stock of them all so they could sell them on eBay when it fucking
and then listed them all on eBay for $500.
That is definitely a possibility in my
like joke's on you. Out of business or back in business depends on who you ask.
Yeah, we can fund our next company. Yeah.
I don't know. I just like and you know the classic G1 characters, like the pool is getting a little thinned out. If you think about it,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, nobody's put out that damn Jazz yet.
Nobody's put out Jazz, Trailbreaker. I don't know. Which other
Hoist?
Yeah, well, that's the same mold. So we'll get
same mold.
But like, what other big ones have they missed?
Cosmos.
Yeah. Actually, Power Glide, like a lot of those, like little Sea Spray, but like that's like, you know what I mean? Like that's like no big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those are characters that most people don't even know are missing from their collection.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've always wanted an MP Cosmos, like since I started collecting. I used to carry that fucking little green flip changer around in my pocket when I was like 8 years old at school. I fucking love that toy. So I don't know why that's probably one on Autobot I have an attachment to that I really would like an updated good version of.
Why is that, I wonder? Doesn't seem like doesn't like, you know what I mean, if I had to guess what Autobot did it for you in your quietest moments. it wouldn't be Cosmos.
A mini bot. I don't know. I think I've always like had a UFO kind of thing, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
they're out there.
They are. You know, I just I don't know. I think that I the more that this shit goes on, the more I think that we'll never get a oh, this is interesting. Yeah, no.
What happened?
Nothing. That's interesting. The more I think about it, the more I feel like we'll never get like a proper official masterpiece combiner.
Yeah.
I just like, and I don't, when I say official, I don't mean Hasbro Takara. I mean official, like you know, like this is a fucking masterpiece style thing. Like the same way that like you know, like third party companies say this is a masterpiece scale such and such G1, like because even the make the fucking MMC, what you call, is saying that it's going to be masterpiece scale, but it's still Studio Ox, so it's not exactly like G1 math. You know what I mean? Like it's still there's still a departure.
What about Toy World?
Same thing.
And even that, it all depends on your actual take on masterpiece too. Like if you think masterpieces, you know, for the most part are scaling vehicles, like, you know, or do you think it's scaling robots, you know, like,
right.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, for one person, it's not going to be a masterpiece no matter what. So,
I don't know. So,
I'm kind of happy with my combiner scale right now. I need a new Superion.
Yep.
And I need a new set of Protector Bots because I'm not happy with the TFC ones. But other than that, with everything else that's coming out, I'm pretty happy with the scale. Like if everything's going to jump up to that Warbitron scale, then I don't have to replace too many things. If I go in on the fucking Toy World Devastator, then they start punching out combiners of that scale for every combiner there is, then I have to sell my Auden, I have to sell my Warbitron, I have to sell my Ferrorex. So I don't wanna. I'm happy with all of those things.
We're like an old generation of something new at this point, if you think about it, because there'll be a new generation of people coming into the game going in on that, and we're like the old fogey, like, I'm tired. Yeah. I don't want to be bothered with that.
Yeah. Our Ferrorex will be like considered like a Hercules or something.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, no, I don't either. That was blasphemy.
But you know what bothers me? This is kind of off topic, but not really. We were talking about it before a little. Is what we're being told is like official MP. Because we're talking about the Hot Rod that's coming out, the Shockwave. Like, I am probably going to get the Shockwave. But out of like morbid curiosity, I really don't have any. I don't, just like the same like place in my brain that got the TFC Detective is interested in getting the MP Shockwave, because after Tracks, like, and what else came out that was kind of like questionable besides Tracks? I think something else did. I can't recall.
Some people weren't too happy with Star Saber. Yeah.
No, but I think honestly, I wouldn't put him on the same level as Trax, though, because I just don't really have a connection to him, but he's pretty fucking cool. But
no, I do have a connection to him. My problem with him is he's just, the articulation just isn't there.
I like my Star Saber.
Yeah, but look, where Trax is and what we're seeing, like with Ironhide, the Ironhide mold, and with the Hot Rod mold, like you could just see something's changed, and I don't think it's just the design in terms of aesthetics. I think it's the build. You know, there's, and we're being told it's masterpiece, and because of that, oh, this is the best. But it's almost like they're slowly trying to whittle it down to just classics again, eventually, and just now it's called masterpiece, and it's really not a masterpiece anymore. You know, but oh my God, you know, you're like, you know, get a scarlet letter on your chest if you try to say that, you know, but I don't know. I that's what I think. I mean, I don't know, but I'm not happy with where it's going.
Well, like I'm trying to think, like what characters do I think is it for me? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would have said Laserbeak. I would have said Masterpiece Laserbeak because I love Masterpiece Laserbeak like a month ago, but now that I see that MMC's Laserbeak is going to be a little bit bigger and kind of fit a little bit better. I'm like, well, maybe not.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go in on all those, and poor old KFC cassettes are going to go on up on the cafe. Might get $5 each.
But I think that, like, the Soundwave, that's it. You know, like, I know I'll never get another Soundwave. Like, I think they're...
I tell you one toy I was looking at the other day, and I've seen a lot of comparison photos lately because there's yet another one coming out, is the Astro Train. I have the DX9 Astro Train, and, it, you know, that is never going to be my final Astro Train. It's not even close.
Yeah, yeah.
That all came down to how big that toy was.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that fits in scale the best, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, but, like, are we still making those decisions? You know what I mean? Like, are we still getting caught up in the hype of stuff like that?
Well, I would say that if, you know, I've gone in on that TFC Lyokaiser after watching your reviews and, you know, you're not incredibly happy with them.
Yeah, I don't think that they're junk. I just think that they seem it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
saying
no,
that.
I'm just
I'm not
clarifying
saying
for
that.
The
but
listeners.
Like, and I have a lot of TFC toys. I know what they're like. I feel like someone could eventually come along and make another one, but I'm just like, I need something to buy at the moment, so why not? You know, that's probably my most recent upcoming purchases that I'm just like getting. I mean, I tell a lie. I've got Tyrant, and I knew as soon as Fans Toys announced a Galvatron that I'd be in on that too. But you know, that's a year away. I'm happy to have someone fill a spot for a year. It's a different thing if you buy a toy for 3 months and then something better comes along. That's a whole different thing.
Well, what if... Okay, what about Fans Toys? If they do release the Omega Supreme they talked about and the Skyfire?
Yep. I'll get
Bobby, what about you? Would you get, like, a Fans Toys Omega Supreme even though you have the...
Yes.
Which we'll call it.
Yes, I would get a Fans Toys Omega Supreme. But I don't know if I would ever replace that one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What would, like, you do?
One thing with that, though, how big do we think they would bother to make that? Because fans toys are pretty... They're sticklers for scale. Do you really think they would make it to scale?
No, they couldn't.
Omega Supreme? They couldn't.
But he's...
It'd be as...
Doesn't he scale?
Be as big as an 8-year-old.
Yeah, you'd have to stand him next to your bookshelf.
Okay, but then again, we do have had that, you know, discussion where scale is about, it depends. So hasn't he scaled up, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Devastator at times, right? Yeah. So he could
that's
be
fair.
As big.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Bruticus size.
But then I'm sure there's another scene where Optimus Prime drives up a ramp into his basement as well. So,
no, but they get away with something that was just a Gestalt size that was like Warbitron. I think Warbitron scale would work.
But
I mean, that's what size I think it would be.
But in fairness, there is also a scene where, like, all the Decepticons go into Astro Train.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
I believe weren't the Constructicons originally merged when they do that too? I think
they do. Yeah, they merge while they're inside,
while
they're fighting over
that's
who's
right,
going to be
right.
the leader.
That is a big ass space shuttle,
and tough too.
Yeah,
when they go in and like sit down against the Astro Train's wall, like all defeated, it's like some of my favorite animation. Like, you know, it's like I'm being serious. Like it's like it's they seem. Like, it's a very natural pose. Like, it's a very, like, defeated, like, taking a break, sitting up against a wall pose. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to sometimes, like, with the way that the blocks and shit have to move in terms of physics, it's sometimes difficult to make Transformers look natural, like in animation and art and posing them on a shelf. But that little bit there, I don't know why it always stuck out to me, but, like, it feels very human.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's about an hour.
It is.
Sorry for the short show this week. You know, we're sure that another show will pop up sometime in the future. That'll be a longer show to make up for it. But we didn't want to leave you guys.
Week.
What's that?
Is it most likely next week?
Quite possibly next week. But we didn't want to leave you guys with nothing, because we know people look forward to it. We all are listeners of podcasts as well, and look forward to when they come out and know what it feels like to have the bummer of them just not hit. So we wanted to give you something. For all the people that we normally shout out, we're shouting them out. We're just kind of pressed for time at the moment. Just
thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and like prayers.
5 a.m. for Lenny now.
Yeah, and in addition to that, think of if you're on the East Coast during this week, you know, make sure that you bunker down, stay safe, stay warm, stay smart. And
hey, before we go, has anyone seen that meme online with like a piece of bread with milk poured all over? It's like, thank God we got the supermarket in time.
and just like I hope it goes without saying, but like, if you don't have to get on the road, don't fucking get on the road.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Yep. It's really, really stupid.
Unless you want to give Robert some more things to do, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Get on the road.
I just want to add to that, all the Australian listeners, if anyone's got a pool and you're having a pool party, it's pretty hot right now, so I'd be down for that.
Well, can I just make one comment on just road safety really quick? I know it sounds boring as hell, but if you get on the road thinking, it's okay, I'm going to drive slowly, I am a safe driver, I'm not worried. What you don't understand and need to appreciate is sometimes it's not about how slowly you're driving. It's the other idiot on the road who isn't driving that safely who is going to smash into you.
And as a result, you end up putting a lot of people's lives at risk. Yours, possibly your family's, the other drivers, emergency services, tow truck people. Like, it's a very fucking selfish thing to do unless it's a matter of, you know, like, grandma, haven't heard from her in a week, and you know, I'm calling, she's not picking up, I gotta go see if she's all right. That's not the same thing I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, let's go see if Target has fucking Combiner Wars Combaticons in stock. Like, don't fucking do stupid shit. Don't be dumb.
I'm totally getting Onslaught this weekend.
you're like we all just say it just to keep people away
from even when the weather is fine, don't go to Target and look for Combiner Wars Onslaught, because that's fucking stupid. I'll just add that.
There's this really cool thing called the internet. You can find most things there without leaving your house.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hail Amazon.
Hail Amazon.
So with that being said, take care of yourselves and each other. Please respect collectively and shut the fuck up.